2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel,
Azariah,
son of Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. Azariah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah, and she was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of Yahweh, just as his father Amaziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense at the high places. Yahweh afflicted the king so that he was a leper to the day of his death and lived in a separate house. Jotham, the king's son, was over the household and ruled the people of the land. As for the other matters concerning
Azariah,
all that he did, are they not written in the book of the events of the kings of Judah? As Azariah lay down with his ancestors, they buried him with his ancestors in the city of David. Jotham, his son, became king in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin. Shalom, son of Jabesh, conspired against Zechariah, attacked him in Ibleam,
and put
him to death. Then he became king in his place. As for the other matters concerning Zechariah, they are written in the book of the events of the kings of Israel. This was the word of Yahweh that he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." That is what happened. Shalom, son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned only 1 month in Samaria. Menahem, son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah to Samaria. There he attacked Shalom, son of Jabesh, in Samaria. He put him to death and became king in his place. As for the other matters concerning Shalom and the conspiracy that he formed, they are written in the book of the events of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem attacked Tifsah and all who were there, and the borders around Tirzah, because they did not open up the city to him. So he attacked it, and he ripped open all the pregnant women in that village. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, son of Gadi, began to reign over Israel. He reigned 10 years in Samaria. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. For his whole life he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin. Then Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. And Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, so that Pul's support might be with him to strengthen the kingdom of Israel in his hand. Menahem exacted this money from Israel by requiring each of the wealthy, powerful men to pay 50 shekels of silver to him to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and did not stay there in the land. As for the other matters concerning Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the events of the kings of Israel? So Menahem lay down with his ancestors, and Pekahiah his son became king in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. He reigned 2 years. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not leave behind the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, by which he had caused Israel to sin. Pekahiah had an officer named Pekah, son of Remaliah, who conspired against him. Along with 50 men of Gilead,
Pekah
killed Pekahiah as well as Argob and Ariah in Samaria, in the citadel of the king's palace.
Pekah
killed Pekahiah and became king in his place. As for the other matters concerning Pekahiah, all that he did, they are written in the book of the events of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. He reigned 20 years. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kedesh, Hazor, Gilead, Galilee, and all the land of Naphtali. He carried away the people
to Assyria.
So Hoshea, son of Elah, formed a conspiracy against Pekah, son of Remaliah. He attacked him and put him to death. Then he became king in his place, in the 20th year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. As for the other matters concerning Pekah, all that he did, they are written in the book of the events of the kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem.
His mother's name
was Jerusha. She was the daughter of Zadok. Jotham did what was right in the eyes of Yahweh, just as his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense at the high places. Jotham built the upper gate of the house of Yahweh. As for the other matters concerning Jotham and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the events of the kings of Judah? In those days, Yahweh began to send against
Judah Rezin,
the king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah. Jotham lay down with his ancestors and was buried with his ancestors in the city of David, his ancestor. Then Ahaz, his son, became king in his place.